This is the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day. And from the 2023 Commodity Classic, ran into Kim Baldwin, who is a producer from McPherson, Kansas. So great to see you. Glad that I could say McPherson, because there is no fear in McPherson, right?
There is no fear in McPherson, Terry. So yes, great job on McPherson.
And actually, I pulled that from somebody who taught me that years ago. I wonder who that was.
Well, that would be my significant other, my husband, Adam. Yeah, he's a big proponent of making sure everybody knows that there is no fear in McPherson.
But there is sorghum, isn't there?
There's a lot of sorghum. You know, we're located in McPherson County. So if you know where I-135 runs north and south in Kansas, we're to the west of I-135. Pretty dry country out there right now. Definitely not as dry out in western Kansas, though.
So when we talk about dry conditions, really limits your opportunity for crops to grow. Is that a place where maybe sorghum really fits in?
Yes. Hard yes on that one. You know, when my in-laws first started the farm there in McPherson County in the 70s, it was 100% dry land operation. Rotation of wheat and sorghum. Really out of necessity, because we didn't have any irrigated farm ground, and they had to do with what they had at the time. But even now that we've picked up more and more irrigated acres, we still include sorghum in that rotation. You know, we've expanded from wheat and sorghum to now wheat and sorghum, plus corn and soybeans and popcorn. But it's incredibly important to continue to utilize sorghum because of all of the opportunities that we see with that crop.
Would you consider this part of the sustainability message as well?
Oh, totally. You know, sorghum is the smart choice. You know, it's a resource-conserving crop. For us, we're coming out of a very dry 2020. I mean, we're still going to see the effects of this with our wheat crop that hopefully, knock on wood, we're still going to be harvesting this June, and we're about 3 weeks out from starting to plant corn and beans and, you know, then milo and sorghum. But yes, as far as the sustainability, sorghum sustains for us. We have really, I would say, a moisture deficit for sure. And so whatever we have in the ground that we're trying to conserve to get our crops up and going, sorghum responds to what we have or what we don't have remaining in the ground.
You can grow it. You got to have a market for it. Where are we on that?
So, you know, sorghum is utilized in a lot of different areas. And one thing that I'm really thankful for is the versatility of it. You know, for us, we have ethanol plants that we can easily send our sorghum to in central Kansas. But there's some really cool emerging markets and opportunities for sorghum and sorghum producers from, you know, the pet food industry. Obviously, human food and that food industry, aquaculture. So it's not necessarily just something that you feed the hogs or the cows, you know, as part of their ration anymore. There's just a lot of opportunities, and I'm just excited that, you know, there are potential markets that are going to be including some sorghum.
All right, last one for you. This one's the toughest of all. You look in the crystal ball. Are you optimistic about what's coming down the road?
Well, we farm, so we have to be optimistic, right, Tony? Yes, I am very optimistic. You know, sorghum hits a lot of those check marks if we're talking sustainability. You know, in taking a look at how industry and customers are looking at sustainable solutions, I think sorghum can be fit into a lot of those solutions, whether it's, you know, a sustainable beef or, you know, ethanol, whatever that is. Sorghum, just because it requires less resources, checks those boxes. And so I'm incredibly excited to see what's next for sorghum.
So good to see you. Wish you the best. Let's do this again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tony.
From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. This is the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.